Imagine if your job were top secret, like a Navy SEAL, for example, and for years you couldn't even tell your family what you do. Then you're credited with something historic, like killing Osama bin Laden. How do you switch gears and deal with all the attention? Well, that's what happened to retired Navy SEAL Lieutenant Commander Jim Smith. The first time he spoke openly about his job was during an interview with NBC's Tom Brokaw after the death of bin Laden. When Smith visited Boston recently to promote a fundraiser for the military special forces, we decided to talk with him this Memorial Day. We asked Smith what it's been like for him and the Navy SEALs to suddenly be in the spotlight.
Well, it's interesting, and I don't think I'm going out on too much of a limb to say that we weren't prepared for that. We weren't prepared for that. I mean, we're prepared for everything, but we weren't prepared for that kind of success and the exploitation of that success.
Exploitation.
Meaning the intelligence and the media that got out shortly after the operation. What do you do? Do you speak about it? Do you not speak about it? You know, and it's hard to get back into the shadows. It's hard to, I guess, to get back to work with all the media and press. It's somewhat counterculture, all this advertisement and media interest. And then again, there's a certain amount of it that it's raising of awareness for the average American citizen that really wants to know. So there's a fine line.
Was the line crossed because of the information that came out after describing exactly what your jobs are, or where do you think the line was crossed most significantly?
I think you captured it right there. It was describing, you know, who did it and how they got there. That shouldn't be important. The end state is what should matter. And it seems like there's never enough information. You know, the end state isn't enough anymore. That used to be just fine, but now with, you know, social media and everything like that, there's never enough information for so many people.
It must help with events like this one, like your fundraiser.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? The fundraiser is not focused on the active duty. It's focused on the active duty families. It's not focused any one bit on operations. You know, that'll come up in conversation, but you know, if they're really interested, it's about the families and supporting the families of the guys that are going forward.
How many members of the Special Forces are there?
Close to 70,000, if I'm not mistaken, as far as operational guys go. In the SEAL teams, there's 2,500 SEAL operators. That's it.
How many have died in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, do you know?
For the Navy SEALs since 9/11, we've lost 75 guys in combat and in training. And I mention training because we train like we fight. There are now 44 surviving spouses, and 77 children are left without their warrior fathers.
And is that what you work on at the Navy SEAL Foundation, is helping the surviving family members?
It's exactly what we do. We've got some wonderful programs. We're very, very, very proud of our programs. We believe we have benevolence with a purpose. When there seems to be an issue, like when we have a major loss, if you will, we step back a bit and we say, okay, how can we develop something that will be enduring to help that surviving spouse, to help those children? Resiliency camps, for one, right now is tremendous for us. And fortunately, we don't step in front of government programs. We actually bridge the delta, if you will. And government in a lot of areas isn't meeting the needs of what's happening nowadays with post 9/11.
Does it make you angry that government funding isn't always available?
You know, I think I have a much more realistic feeling than anger. I think I've worked on my anger over the years. I think it's a frustration, but I also believe that there's never been a greater need for benevolence in the country. We're having to turn to, you know, generous civilians, and here we are with the event coming up on the 3rd of July here. You know, this is our chance to thank you, New England patriots, if you will. And the need for benevolence has never been so strong, with the cost of, you know, medical care going up and the cost of education going up. Well, I would love to not have a job. That would mean that, you know, we're not needed, but that's not the case.
Jim Smith is a retired Navy SEAL lieutenant commander. He's currently executive director of the Navy SEAL Foundation, which supports families of special operations forces injured or killed in the line of duty. Jim, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.